Just so glad that you are here. Amen. This should be the first day of a fantastic week. You say, what makes this week different than any other weeks? Because last week may have been a struggle or may have been a challenge or may have presented opportunities or struggles or whatever may have happened. Well, the difference is Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, the opportunity to be thankful and to be grateful for all that God is doing. And as I mentioned, we're celebrating together tonight at 5 o'clock, and it's going to be food, and all of that is going to be fantastic. But there's also going to be a heart for and a spirit of thankfulness, and I pray that that stays with you all this week and that you can lean into it. And so today on this, I don't know, annual Thanksgiving message, I want to remind us and maybe even reset us for Thanksgiving. Even at a time when there are challenges or when there are difficulties or when there are pains and all of those things, I can still find a reason, and not just one reason, but many reasons to be thankful. I'm thankful today. And I don't know, by my count, we're somewhere about week 17 of this Build on Blessing series, and we have ridden the wave of building and Ten Commandments and all of the various church vision and all of the various waves that we have ridden over the last number of weeks. But today may be the most important message of this series. Why? Because gratitude is gas. Gratitude is fuel. Thankfulness is fuel for what God wants to do in your life. I'll never forget my teenage and college and early ministry pastor before he passed away said to me, at the root of all sin is unthankfulness. At the root of all sin is unthankfulness. That was many years ago, and I have tried hard to argue with that statement. I've tried to find a workaround and find a way to make that not true, but it does hold true that at the root of all sin is unthankfulness. I don't want to be unthankful. I want to be grateful for God in my life. And I'll take that a step further. The devil doesn't have any other power than the power we give him. That may be a revelation for someone today. The devil does not have any other power except for the power that we give him. Full stop. What that means is God has a plan for your life. The devil's only plan is to mess up God's plan. He is not creative. He does not have plans on his own. He does not have ideas on his own. So his goal is to mess up whatever God is doing in your life. The problem is he doesn't have the ability to mess up God's plan for your life. So guess what? He uses you and I to do that. He uses you and I to mess up God's plan in our lives. We start hearing those questions. Did God really say that? Are you sure God promised that in to you or in your life? And really big, because we all hear this. If God really loved you, then you wouldn't struggle. And then we start to struggle and we start to think, you know, why am I struggling? Why am I down? Why am I financially strapped? Why am I having trouble finding a job? Why am I dealing with what I'm dealing with, and then soon to follow those questions is unthankfulness, ingratitude, selfishness. And that, everyone say that messes up God's plan for my life. What if we just choose to be thankful? Here's my prayer today, Lord. We have so much to be thankful for. Remind us, renew us, revive us, receive our thanksgiving. And somebody say amen. And I don't want to rush that today. I'm not going to be long, but I don't want to rush that aspect of this message, because here's what I've learned. Thanks makes praise easy. Weariness makes worship hard. So I have to say it often. Remind me, Lord. Renew me, Lord. Revive me, because I want thanks to make praise easy. I want my gratitude. I want my gratitude to make worship easy. This psalm of thanksgiving, that's literally what it is titled, likely the heading in your Bible as well, a psalm of thanksgiving, the 100th psalm. There's just five verses in Psalm 100, but he says, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Those five verses, they are a prescription. Those five verses, they are a guarantee. If you'll make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands, it doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, what side of the tracks, who you were born to, just make a joyful shout to the Lord and serve him with gladness. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Come into his courts with praise. I understand the praise is popular, but praise is further in. Praise is a little deeper into the process. That's happening in the courts. That's why I'm not sure that everything that is called praise today is really praise, because the gate comes before the court, and the gate is our thanksgiving. We're not even beginning the process. We're not even beginning the journey. We're not even beginning the entering until we get to the gate and are thankful. What are you saying, Pastor Darrell? I'm saying you can't really praise until you are thankful. And I need to get this straight in my life, because I've got so much to praise him for. I don't need any ingratitude. I don't need any unthankfulness. I don't need anything to slow or to stymie or to stop my praise. So Lord, I declare on November the 23rd, 2025, at 10:57 on Sunday morning, I am thankful. I am grateful for all that you've done in my life. Is anybody else thankful to the Lord? I understand, to get thankful, you got to press past the frustration. To get thankful, you got to press past all of the all of the things that are happening that are not fair and that you wish were not happening, and all of the realities that may be your life, and just say, you know what, I am thankful in spite of it all. You know why? Because praise unlocks the door, but thanks unlocks the praise. I'm going to say it again. Praise unlocks the door, but thanks unlocks the praise. Sounds like they go hand in hand to me. I can't have one without the other. And even better, I don't want to have one without the other. What good is it for me to get my dance on, for me to clap on the one and three? What good is it to do any of that if I'm not thankful down in the deep of my soul and down in the deep of my spirit? Lord, I am praising you today because I began this day with thanksgiving. We used to sing that song, I gotta praise, I gotta praise, and I gotta let it out. I gotta praise. What if we just switched it up? I got some thanks. I got some thanks, and I gotta let it out. I got some thanks. Y'all ain't ready for me today. I'll see y'all at 5. That's all right. What are you saying? Praise will change my situation, but thanks will change my attitude about my situation. Praise will determine the outcome, but my attitude is bettered and resolved by thanksgiving. If I start with the attitude change, I'll see the rest shift in my life. So let's talk a minute about thanksgiving. I'm just going to give you 3 things today, and then we'll be on our way. Just 3 things. We're coming back at 5, and it's going to be a fun night, and I believe you're coming back thankful and grateful. But just 3 things. I'm thankful to, I'm thankful for, and I'm thankful with. The first, I'm thankful to. I'm thankful to. I don't want you to miss this, because thanksgiving begins with who we direct our gratitude to. It's not just what we receive. It's not just counting our blessings. It's understanding where the blessings come from. It's not just listing all of the things that we are thankful for. It's understanding that without God in my life, without Him, I would not have anything. And I'm thankful to God. I'm thankful to you, and thankful to you, and thankful to you. And I see all of it. I'm thankful to all of you. But before all of you, there was God. And I'm thankful to God. That's what He told us in Psalm 100 and verse 3. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Do you know who you're thankful to today? James 1 and 17, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. What about Psalm 118 and 1? Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. I'm thankful to God. I'm thankful to the God who made us. The God who made us. He's the source of our existence. He's the source of our salvation. Not only did He make us and allow us to be born, but He allowed us to be born again. You remember that conversation in the middle of the night between Jesus and Nicodemus? What do I have to do to be saved, to gain eternal life? He said, you must be born of water and spirit. And Nicodemus said, what do you mean? I'm a grown man. I've got to somehow somehow get back into my mother and be, no. Everyone that's born of water and of spirit, He gives us the chance to be made new and to be reborn. I'm thankful to the God who made us. Here it is also. I'm thankful to the God who sustains us. the God who sustained us, because every blessing in my life has divine beginning. Every blessing. You say, no, that's, I know where that blessing came from. That blessing came because I got the degree, or that blessing came because I put in those 40 hours last week. Well, let's back that up a little further. Who gave you the strength to work those 40 hours? It all goes back to God. Kai, when I start thinking that I have anything to do with this, he's just using me. I'm just a tool. I'm just a tent. I'm just the temple of the Holy Spirit. But every good and perfect gift, it comes from the Father above. And so I'm thankful to the God who sustains us. Let me say this. I'm thankful to the God who loves us. I'm thankful to the God who loves us, because his mercy and his faithfulness are forever. He loves us. I don't care where you were last night. I don't care how long it's been since you've been to a church or in his presence. He has never stopped loving you. And the fact that you're here today is evidence that he does love you, because no man comes to the Father except the Spirit draws him. If you showed up today, it's because his Spirit used so-and-so to invite you and to promise you lunch if you'll come to church with him. Whatever and however it happened, it was the Lord who brought you into his house, because he is the God who loves us. I'm thankful to the God who is sovereign. Sovereign. That means he is supreme. He is above everything else. He is above everyone else. He is supreme. Even when life shifts, he remains stable. I know shifts happen. Don't say that too fast. But when shift happens, you got to stay with God, because that's the only thing that's stable. You got to stay in his presence. Got to stay in his house. Number two, I'm thankful for. What am I thankful for? Gratitude acknowledges what God has provided. What he's provided spiritually, what he's provided relationally, and what he's provided materially. And I would just encourage you today to keep the material thing, to keep that in last place. Because often we switch that. We thank God for the stuff, but hear me, God is spirit, not stuff. We get all out of sorts over stuff. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for all that God has provided spiritually, relationally, and materially. Psalm 103, 2 through 5. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desire with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Philippians 4:19, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Ephesians 1:3, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. What are you thankful for today, Pastor Darrell? I'm thankful for spiritual blessings. I'm thankful for spiritual blessing. That includes forgiveness. I'm thankful for forgiveness. I'm thankful that when I repent of my sin, he forgets my sin. Oh, you and I remember it, and we lament it, and we regret it, and we wish we wouldn't have done it. And the Lord is sitting over there scratching his head saying, what are you talking about? Why do you keep bringing this up to me? I don't know what you're saying, because he cast it as far as the east is from the west. The Bible talks about the sea of forgetfulness where our sins have drowned it. I don't know who I'm encouraging today who feels like you're carrying some baggage. You need to repent of that. You need to get forgiveness of whatever happened and let the Lord forget about it so that you can begin the process of healing from it and forgetting about it also. Does that sound like a good deal to anybody? I'm thankful for forgiveness. I'm thankful for redemption. I'm thankful for new life and for hope and for grace and for peace. I'm thankful for the spiritual blessings. I'm also thankful for physical blessings. I'm thankful for life and health and provision and protection. Some of you don't feel as good in your body as you want to. Age is tapping you on the shoulder, and there's creaks and cobwebs and just, you know, all the things slowing down. But somehow, Lord, I was able to get both feet on the floor today. Somehow I was able to get myself clothed. Somehow, Lord, I'm in my right mind and I got into your house. Why would I spend all day talking about how good I do not feel and how pitiful my health is, Lord? Thank you. Thankful that in spite of every bump and bruise, thank you, Lord, that in spite of every physical challenge, I'm still able to lift my hands. I may not get them up as high or hold them as long, but Lord, I am thankful for how good you have been to me. And I owe you some praise. I owe you some worship. I owe you some thanksgiving for your physical blessings. I'm thankful for relational blessings. Thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my church family. I'm thankful for my community. I'm thankful for the rich friendships that I have in my life. Thankful for relational blessings. I look out and see families, whole families sitting in the room today, and kids that have come home from college, and young adults, not kids. I'm just old and everybody looks like a kid to me, but I'm thankful, I'm grateful for all that you have done, Lord, relationally. Here's another one. I'm thankful for the blessings we see and the blessings we don't see. What do you mean? I'm thankful for open doors and closed doors. See, when it comes to God, we want all gas and no brakes. And sometimes he said, no, we're going to put the brake on. I'm going to close this door. I'm going to keep you from that. I'm going to steer you a different direction, and you're not going to understand it. You're going to be frustrated with me and question me, and why can't I have that, or why can't I have him or her or that job or live in that house? And the Lord said, I'm sometimes rejection is protection. Sometimes the things that I block, oh God, who am I preaching to? Sometimes the things that I block and the things that I say no. Lord, thank you. Thank you for the no's that I've heard in my life. Thank you, Lord, for the things that you've kept from me. I didn't even realize. I thought it was all good, but you knew something I did not know. So I'm thankful for the blessings I can see and the blessings I do not see. I'm thankful for all of God's hidden works in my life. You know, he's always just back here working, and we live in life and just walking and running and doing. And the Lord, if we could see the spirit realm all around us to know how God is moving and how God is keeping and how God is working. You know what? Gratitude keeps us from taking God's gifts for granted. Thank you, Lord. Been a long time since I've thanked you for some of these things. I've been spending too much time worrying and too much time complaining and too much time frustrated. But Lord, I've been reminded today, I am thankful. I am thankful to, and I am thankful for. And here's the last one, I am thankful with. I'm thankful to, and I'm thankful for, but I am thankful with. And here's the deal. If I have to be the only one who is thankful, I will. But Thanksgiving is better in groups. If I have to eat by myself, I will. I promise you, I'm not going to let company determine whether or not I eat. Selah. But gratitude gangs, when you get people all around you that just live their lives thankful and grateful, live their lives appreciative, live their lives thankful for all that God has done, man, that's a better life, folks. That's a better day. That's a better church. When we are thankful and grateful for all that God has done. Because gratitude is not just internal. It's not just something I think. Gratitude has expressions and it has companions. What I found is grateful people always find other grateful people. Because people who are grateful, they itch around people who are negative. Y'all let me know if I'm preaching the truth. Just people who are grateful, people who have conquered negativity, people who have learned there is no future in just worrying about a thing and just constant. They won't hang around others. They'll find other gratitude people, other gracious people, other thankful people, because gratitude has expressions and it has companions. Let me show it to you in the Bible. Colossians 3, 15, 16, and 17. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Since as members of one body you were called to peace and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. He said, do this in song, do this in hymns, do this in prayers, express your thanksgiving. Hebrews 13, 15, 16, 15 and 16 says, through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess His name. And do not forget to do good and to share with others. For with such sacrifices, God is pleased. That means if you're bringing cranberry sauce tonight, bring enough for me. If you bring a banana pudding, we're going to have to pray about sharing that. Psalm 34, I love this. 1-3, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. I'm joining the gratitude gang. I'm joining the Thanksgiving trio. I want in on the appreciation for all that God has done. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together. I'm thankful. I'm thankful with praise because my worship is an offering of gratitude. I'm thankful with generosity. Because gratitude turns the blessed into a blessing. I'm thankful with obedience. Because we show gratitude through the way we live our lives. Thanksgiving. True thanksgiving moves from our hearts to our hands to our voices and extends out to our relationships. I don't just think thankful. I express thankful. Thankful for you. Thankful for this house. I'm thankful for this church. Thankful for what God is doing among us. Ways that he's helping us. Ways that he's making through us. Thankful with praise. We're thankful with generosity. We're thankful with obedience. Paul said it in 1 Thessalonians 5, 16. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. And look at verse 18. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for the number one question I get as a pastor. Why am I here? What's my purpose? Why didn't this, that, or the other take me out? And what is God's will for my life? He tells us. His will for our lives is to be thankful, to be grateful. I encourage you, I charge you, this word charges you today not to just do it on one day out of the year, not just this week while schools are feeding us and jobs are feeding us and family and friends are meeting us, but if I live a life of thanksgiving, I'm going to see a life that is blessed by God. I'm thankful to. I'm thankful for. And I'm thankful with. Thank you, Lord. Oh, oh. What you may be in this room today feeling stirred, challenged, feeling like God is talking to you. He's talking to every one of us in this room today. Whether we're on this platform or out in those lobbies serving, he's talking to every single one of us. Why? Because every one of us have so much to be thankful for. There's a spiritual shift that will happen in your life when you get thankful. When you get thankful for all that God has done. You may be here today saying, you know what? I don't even know where to begin. I probably need to call my mom. I probably need to call my third grade teacher. I probably need to reach out to my old boss. I walked off that job and I was mad, but I thought about it and I didn't need to do that. You may think of people that you need to thank and something you need to make right, but hear me. What matters most is that you are right with the Lord. That's what matters most. Because while the boss was good to me and the teacher was a blessing and family, they're all right. It's the Lord who woke me up this morning. And I've got to be right with him. How do I get right with him, Pastor Darrell? You give your life to him. You say yes to him. The thing that separates you and God, the thing that creates distance between us and the Lord is our sin. It's our choices. And so the Lord calls us to make different choices, to repent, to reset. Everyone in here, you've had to reset your phone, or you've had to take your phone to the store. You've had to take your computer. You've had to call someone. What do I do? It won't work. It's stuck. The wheels. You got to have a reset. That's what you need today. You need a spiritual reset. You need God to hold down the buttons of your life, your mind, your spirit, your heart. And let him reset. Pray this with me today if you're in the room and you need that in your life. Tell him, say, Jesus, I need your help. I need your leading. I need your guidance. While I'm busy telling you what I need, I hear you telling me what you need. You need me to repent of my sin, to yield myself to you, to give myself fully to your will, to your way. Today, I do that. Today, I say yes to you. Forgive me of my sin. Every wrong, I ask you to wash it. Cleanse my mind, my heart, my spirit. Renew me. Transform me in Jesus' name. Today, Lord, I accept your gift of salvation. I receive your gift. I'm anxiously awaiting the gift of your Spirit in my life. Fill me. Fill me full, Lord. But until then, I am thankful. In Jesus' name, I'm thankful. Amen. Can we just give God praise today for people making a decision? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're coming back at 5. It's going to be a great night. I hope you'll join us and be with us. Your homework before you get out of this building, you got to find about 10 people. Just tell them, I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for you. We love you. Blessings, blessings, oh.